some of the Hurricane Hunter aircraft that they've used currently and in the past, and some of the tail numbers, so that's not going to make much sense unless you know where to listen to them on what frequencies. Well, they list a few of them here. I'm not going to give you the VHF, UHF frequencies because, well, maybe we will. Chances are you're not going to be able to hear them up here, but who knows. The 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, which runs the Hurricane Hunter aircraft, their primary VHF frequencies are 123.05. They have a secondary on UHF on 304.800. And on HF, they use 4701 of the sideband. Now, they also make use of the Department of Defense High Frequency Global Communication System, HFGH-GCS, which the main frequencies are 24 hours a day on either 8992 or 11175 upper sideband. During the daytime hours, and it's daytime of where they're operating, 13200 or 15016, and nighttime on 4724 and 6739 kHz, all in upper sideband. Once communication has been established on one of these frequencies, the net control station, which is located at Andrews Air Force Base, will move them to another discrete frequency. So you gotta listen very carefully and it'll tell them what frequency to switch off to. They also use these other frequencies if they're doing phone patches. This way they're recording their information. Or even if there's a live news interview being done, you'll hear it on one of these phone patch frequencies. So pay attention to when they say they're moving off to a discrete channel. Now some of the discrete channels are also used with something called ALE, the Automatic Link Establishment Network. And the DOD ALE network, for HF Global Communication, are 3137, 4721, 5708, 6721, 9025, 11226, 13215, 15043, 18003, and 23337, all in upper sideband. To that system, they may show up on Cape Canaveral radio on 10780 upper sideband as a primary, and 2390 upper sideband as a secondary. They've also been known to make their phone patches through the Air Force Mars system, and they've got several frequencies here that they've been heard on. 4557, 7633.5, 13927, which is a very heavily used phone patch frequency, 14606, 18617, and 20992.5. Again, all of them in upper sideband. Now there will be other traffic that they'll pass that may wind up going through some type of satellite system, but you're not going to hear that. But at least, you know, try this with the different HF frequencies all in upper sideband, and you may actually stumble across something very interesting. Need a frequency fill before we move on?
Sure, I have it.
AC2SIH,
808,
check in.
Calling a new low
Opala radar system up this way?
This is supposed to happen or what?
Okay, we got three people checking at once. CBC, I know you did SYH. We already heard you as far as we check in. CUE, what's that about radar?
I heard about 3 months ago that they were supposed to be installing some kind of low power radar system up in and it was called somewhere up here in the northeast. Is that still supposed to be happening or what?
Radar for what? The only thing I can think of is the Coast Guard's Rescue 21 system, which is just an improvement of their communication capability and radars, but nothing new per se.
Well, what the word was is that some kind of new radar system is supposed to be going up. It's low power, and any repeater owners between like 439 and 441 megahertz needed to move off frequency once the system went into play.
Okay. That you're referring to is jumped all over in the amateur magazines for the past 6 months. And actually that radar system's been around since the 50s. And it's called PAVE PAWS. PAVE PAWS. It's the U.S. Air Force radar system, which looks very closely at the horizon. And it's basically used for NORAD. Certain areas of the country that have PAVE PAWS radar systems, if there's an amateur repeater that's within the same area, a very close frequency, the signal strength of the amateur repeater is causing problems to the radar. Okay? The amateur repeater is not about amateur. It's second. The U.S. has the U.S.
Okay, so I take it that system is actually in place at the moment?
In different parts of the country. Not necessarily here. I know there's one in Massachusetts, not too far from Cape Cod, and another one in California.
Okay. Alright. Not a problem. No, because I was just wondering if that's ever going to happen, you know, here, you know, soon.
Like I said, the feds own the frequencies. Hams have secondary use to the UHF band. So if the feds decide they want to use it, they're going to use it. And we have to back off. Now, there was talk about wind shear profiling radars, but that was a discussion back in the early 90s, where we would hear some buzzing sounds up to around 449, but we haven't heard much about it since.
Okay. Alright, very good there. Alright, very good. Thank you there. I'll pass it back over to you guys. And to Seaway.
H. All I heard was H. Is that you, Chip?
Yeah, I'm sorry. LMH, KC2LMH. About PAVE PAWS, I've monitored some of their comms up in Cape Cod. My mom was up there. Not far from what used to be Otis Air Force Base, and it is a P-25, and that's how I learned to tweak the BC-396's P-25 capabilities a little bit. I believe it's security, and it was just only one channel of VHF range, and the hams up there are not very happy. They have, in fact, had to close down their UHF comms. Back to you, KC2LMH. Any frequencies in the UHF range at this time. They did go through extensive talks I believe it was the League and some other entities with the Air Force on trying low power, but the power requirements were so low for the hams that they were just unable to get any use out of it. So there's strictly VHF up there in Cape Cod now. But it provides for interesting listening, at least as a consolation. Back to you.
Really look at the FCC rules and see what has primary and secondary allocations. It's easy to assume things because it's used a particular way. So when you really read into the rules, you learn some interesting things. And this is something that rose up to bite the amateurs in the rear end because they assumed that the 420 to 450 band was theirs, and it's not. They were allowed to use it on a secondary basis. You get the same thing in other bands as well, so if you're curious about something, always go back to the FCC rule, because that's where things are going to fall on. Okay, let's see, it's 9:51. First we'll check, see if there's anything else in the email, and then we'll see if there's any other comments before we wrap up. SQQ, what do we have in the email? Antoine will be.
Nothing to show.
Okay. Any other comments or questions or traffic tonight?
And when I'm out there with a comment. Okay, Joe, I think there's somebody else in there, too. Yeah, I thought of something that you mentioned his fishing frequency that he caught there. I caught a frequency on the weekend here, actually 2 weekends in a row. 156.050 is actually Marine 01, I think, an international channel 01. But anyway, it's being used by an aircraft, which I found out to be outside of Cape Cod, and they were coming bombing in here because of his height. And what he was doing is searching for whales from a plane and giving the instructions down to a boat down below on where the whales were being seen. So I guess it was a whale-watching boat, and he was cheating a little up in the air and finding the whales and giving them instructions on where to go. And I heard this 2 weekends in a row on that frequency. I'm sure you hear it down here too, because he was up in the air pretty high, and obviously how it travels. So pretty good frequency to listen. It's pretty interesting. 156.05.
Well, that's interesting because that frequency is supposed to be used for port operations. Oh well. Thanks for the tip. Maybe especially those in Long Island probably hear that. Perfect season for whale watching as it gets, warmer waters up here, they tend to come up in this direction. And the whale population is growing. I was reading an article the other night that the blue whale population, which had dipped down to that 10,000 worldwide back in the 70s, when whaling was a big problem, their population is increasing now. And they found that the pitch of the audio, the whale's song, as the population is growing, the pitch tends to get lower and lower. And they're wondering what that's all about, but they're trying to figure out maybe there's increased competition for feeding, and lower pitch in the sound makes the female think that the whale is bigger, because the female likes bigger whales rather than smaller whales to be their partner. Interesting things in the world of nature. Is there somebody else checking in?
Can't speak to the CDC question.
Yeah, go with your question, Pete.
The past several weeks I've heard what sounds like a control system on the Glide 4, and is Metro 21 off the air permanently?
Metro 21 rebanded about a month ago. Put all five of their frequencies back in your radio, but 15 megahertz lower. So they could be 851, 852, and 853.
Excuse me, I thought that radios weren't going to be affected. It only had to do with Motorola. Okay.
Now, rebanding is that they're all changing frequencies. All the public service stuff is shifting to the lower edge of the band, between 851 and 854. Well, the next cell chunk is going to move up 862 to 869. If it's an LTR system or it's an EDAC system, they can move now and you can still follow them on your scanners. This is running Motorola. That's when you need to have the new cable in the radio. Like the 780 cannot be upgraded in any way, shape, or form to Motorola systems. Some of the newer ones, like the Bearcat 996 or whatever, they can just do a flash ROM upgrade to change that table. And the reason why they're changing the table is that the hexadecimal code numbers for the frequencies were spaced 25 kilohertz apart. So 851.0125, 851.0375, so they're 25 kilohertz apart in the past. Now they're 12.5 kilohertz apart, so there's more channels. So the whole hex table got changed. So that's why the newer standards for Motorola's have to be upgraded. But if it's an EDAC or LPR, yeah, they can ship now, it's no big deal. And that's what Metro 21 did. There's a few systems that are starting to switch over already. There's one in Jersey that switched over. And it looks like Babylon switched over as well. So this Tony.
Something was found about the control channel on citywide 4.
Yeah, audio's a little downbeat. A trunking channel on citywide 4. Alright, I'm going to listen to that for a while. Phil, if you could put your unit trunker on that as well at some point, see what you can decode from that.
Right, sounds like, I'm not saying that it is, but also I wish I'm purchased GRE PSR 500. One thing I don't quite understand about it, what is that scanner have to decode the NAC and Bearcat doesn't? Full fix.
Now, the GRE 500 and 600, that's one of the features they came out with. Whether the unit that's going to have that as a feature in the future, I don't know.
470 got 8875. I am putting it in right now. Maybe we'll get some information if it's active by the internet. W2IE, back to net.
LMH, catch up.
Charlie, did you say that Metro 21, having rebanded, is now 15 megahertz lower, same frequencies, but just go 15 megahertz below, if that makes any sense?
Yep, yep, that seems to be the pattern. Anything that's between 866 and 869, that is a public service agency, looks like they're just tracking 15 megahertz and dropping down to the new channel.
Then, because they won't be able to monitor the rebanding.
Well, if it's an EDAC system or LPR, you could. So, the same police Metro 21 is an EDAC system. So is the Port Authority phone system is EDAC. Yeah, there's a few of them in the area, so you would be able to follow those. Just the Motorola ones that would have a problem. Now, the ones that would really be a concern are the Motorola ones that have channels in the 866, 869. Because you know they're going to shift. You would, we'll probably say on the same frequencies, but because of the change in the lookup table, eventually you're going to have to get another scanner besides the 78. That's why I went ahead and got a 996, just to get ready for that. As well as the 6.25 kilohertz separate with the to the fire department on UHF. But for now, you could just reprogram those frequencies and listen to the state police with no problem.
Hey, I got you. Thanks.
Because that's what I'm going to do with my 780 once this all fleshes out. The 780 is going to be the conventional stuff, EDAC and LPR. And the Motorola stuff is going to shove it to the 996.
KC2SYH.
Yeah, Charlie, I think the 780 is going to become a conventional LPR EDACs also, because I'm still listening to conventional with my trusty, rusty Pro 2005.
Yeah, and I'm really getting my 2006 and 2004 for my military aircraft stuff. Just put that right on the side. That's why it's good.
Yeah, just had a quick question if anything was, if any progress has been made with the accretion of the frequencies.
Problem with what frequency?
No, I said if any progress has been made with the accretion of the frequencies going UHF.
No, not that I've heard yet.
Yeah, copy that. All right, thanks a lot. Casey Swift, place on the set.
And it's too early. You know, do it who owns all the frequencies that they use here in New York City. For the, various government agencies. They're going to test things out. So I just feel like they're just concentrating on the fire department and doing UHF trunk system now. Once they get that ready, and they can start programming in radios, they're going to, I think we're going to see a major shift, and we'll probably see that by the end of the year.
Definitely have to check in more often.
Hey, guys, help.
You hearing your data on 470-875 right now?
listening. That's not on there. It was definitely on this morning. It's been definitely on intermittent. It has been running all day. But in the very beginning it was. So, you gotta check in periodically.
Yeah, but it's buried in the squelch right now. So I'll have to get a gain antenna on there. When I get off the net, I'll plug it into the vertical. W2LE, back to net.
Okay, what I can suggest, guys, you know, instead of waiting for Wednesday night, if something's happening in the middle of the week, reach out to each other. Get on the channel here, reach out to each other, and see if you can solve some of these mysteries, like the Sven 1 stuff that's going on, still going on now, looking at the display of the radio. You know, make use of this repeater system throughout the week, you know, and reach out to each other. And this way we can get some great detective work done. Not hearing anything else, we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Actually, I won't be here next week, Bob. I am best man at a wedding, so we're having a rehearsal dinner next Wednesday evening, so I will not be able to make it. It's not a problem, I should be here. Okay, thanks. Alright, 7-3 to everybody, enjoy the week, and Bob will be running it next Wednesday. So, catch you later. And I want to be clear.